Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Chavav. So the Gemara brings the sugya of Tfilas Tashlumin and discusses the different times that a person, he forgets to daven, that he can make it up at a later time. The Gemara Daf Chavav Mud Beis discusses a situation where a person forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos and he has to make up davening on Matzoy Shabbos. So the halacha is that he's supposed to daven the first tefillah and be mavdil in the first tefillah, because that's the tefillah he's mechuyav to daven Matzoy Shabbos. And then the second tefillah, he shouldn't make abdallah, because that's a tashlumin for the mincha. So there's a machlokes rishonim in a case where somebody forgot to say Yalav Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh by mincha, and he didn't remember that he forgot Yalav Yavoy until it was already after Rosh Chodesh. So we all know that a person who forgets to say Yalav Yavoy in Rosh Chodesh by Shachris and mincha, he has to daven again. So if he would have remembered right away that he forgot Yalav Yavoy, he would be mechayiv to daven right away. Daven Shemon Esrei again. But he only remembered after it was already Matzei Rosh Chodesh. So Tosfos says, Kasav Rabbeinu Yehuda and Dibur HaMaskel Ta'a, that a person who didn't mention Rosh Chodesh on Mincha, he shouldn't daven again. D'lama Yispalel Oid. What's the point of davening again? Arei Kvar Yispalel, Kolat Filas Mincha, Mevoid Yoyim, Levad Rosh Chodesh, Shalei Hizkir. He davened Shemon Esrei already. He just forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. Im Kain, Ein Marviach Klom Im Yachzav Yispalel Matzei Rosh Chodesh. He's not gaining anything by repeating the Shemon Esrei on Matzei Rosh Chodesh, because he already was Yaitza the Bracha of Yurches. And the only thing he didn't have was the Haskara of Rosh Chodesh, and that he can't do anyway, because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. There's no point of this person davening again. That's what Tosfos says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and that is also the Shita of the Rashba and the Shita of the Meiri. However, if you look further down in Tosfos, Tosfos says, Umiyu berav alfas loy mashmakein. In the Rif, it doesn't appear that he holds the same way. It appears the Rif holds, even where he won't be marviach anything by davening again, he still has to daven again. And Tosfos says that the mashmois from the Rif is because the Rif explains a situation where a person forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos, and now he has to daven tefillas tashlumin on Matzoy Shabbos, and what he's supposed to do is say havdalah in the first Shemon Esrei, and not havdalah in the second Shemon Esrei, as we mentioned before. And he did the opposite. He didn't say havdalah in the first Shemon Esrei, but he did say havdalah in the second Shemon Esrei. So there the Gemara says that he has to daven again. The reason why he has to daven again is because once he made havdalah in the second Shemon Esrei and not the first Shemon Esrei, Goli Daite, he showed us that the second Shemon Esrei is his tefilas chayva. Then it comes out that his tashlumin was before chayva, which is unacceptable. Therefore, he has to daven another Shemon Esrei as a tashlumin for the mincha that he missed. You see that he's not being marviach anything by davening again. It's the same Shemon Esrei. So you see that a person has to daven another Shemon Esrei even though he's not adding anything that he didn't have the previous time he davened. So too, someone who forgot Yalav Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh and only remembered after Rosh Chodesh was over, he also has to daven again, even though he's not going to be mazkir the Rosh Chodesh. So it comes out, we have two shitas. We have Tosfos' first shita and the Rashba and the Meiri that say, in this situation, a person does not daven again. And you have the Rif with Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rosh B'Shem Chachmei Provinza, and the Meiri brings a Yesh Chalkim that all say that a person in this situation has to daven Shemon Esrei again. The Achreinim want to explain the Machlokes as follows. You have the Har Tzvi and Arachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Dalet. You have the Stipler and Brachas, Simen Tazayin, who say that the Yisrael Machlokes is, how do you look at a Shemon Esrei that's missing a Haskara? Do you say the Tefillah is not a Tefillah at all? Or do you say, no, the Tefillah is a Tefillah? He davened the Shemon Esrei. He's just missing the Haskara. It's a Shemon Esrei without a Haskara. And the Nafkimina will be this machlokes. If you say it's not a Shemon Esrei at all, even when he's able to daven again, he can't say Yalav Yavoy, but he has to daven because he didn't daven Shemon Esrei the first time. However, if he davened Shemon Esrei the first time, it's just a Shemon Esrei without a Haskara, so then we say that once Rosh Chodesh is over and he can't add the Haskara, Ma'amar Viach Bazeh. So there's no point in davening again. The Raya that Tosfos brings, that the Rif holds, that he has to daven Shemon Esrei again from Al Gemara, you can be mefakvik on the Raya. The raya that he says from Havdalah, in a situation where the person forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos, now it's Motzai Shabbos, and he has to daven two Shemana Esrei, and he's supposed to say Havdalah in the first Shemana Esrei, and he only said Havdalah in the second Shemana Esrei, that the halacha is that he has to daven again because he doesn't have the Tashlumin. So Tosfos said, I see from that case that even in a situation where he's not gaining anything, he's not repeating or adding anything, in the second Shmoneh Esrei, he has to daven again. Why is that a raya to our situation? Over there, because he only said Havdalah in the second Shmoneh Esrei, not the first Shmoneh Esrei, he was megala that the second Shmoneh Esrei was the chayva, and the first one was nothing, because he can't have tashlumin before a chayva. So even though it's true that the reason why the second Shmoneh Esrei was the chayva and the first one was nothing was because he didn't say Havdalah, he didn't have a Haskara, but that's a giloy that tells us that the Shmoneh Esrei is not a Shmoneh Esrei at all. And it's different from a situation where he just didn't say Yalav Yavai and Rosh Chodesh, that you wanted to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Because over there, the Shmoneh Esrei is a good Shmoneh Esrei. It was just missing a Haskara. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, in the stencils, in the first stencil in the Sefer, says that V'sint Halu Motor is different than Yalav Yavai. Someone who davened Munchan Erev Shabbos, but forgot V'sint Halu Motor Levracha. And now, he has to daven a Tashlumen on Friday night. But he's not going to say V'sint Halu Motor Levracha. Do you say it's the same as Yalav Yavai? That where I'm not going to be able to repeat Yalav Yavai, I don't daven the Shmoneh Esrei at all? Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, in the stencils, there says that V'sint Halu Motor Levracha is not just a Haskara added on to the Shmoneh Esrei. It's an integral part of the Bracha, and even if I can't say it again on Friday night, because no V'sint Halu Motor Levracha, I still need a Tefillas Tashlumin. Because there, everyone's going to agree that the first Shmoneh Esrei that he davened was out V'sint Halu Motor Levracha is not a Shmoneh Esrei at all. Have a wonderful day.